Welcome to 500 Seconds to Joy. I'm your host, Stephanie. This is episode 175. Can you believe it? 25 more episodes until we get to 200. It's been almost 2 years of podcasting, and I still love it as much as I did in the beginning. So, anywho, let's get into today's interview with Annetta. She is from Give With Joy, and you need to check out her shop. Go to shopgivewithjoy.com. Her creations are just simply beautiful. And today we are talking all about feeling your feelings and finding the joy moments. And we all need that as moms, right? Yes. So let's hop into my interview with the lovely Annetta from Give With Joy. Okay, really quickly, before we get into today's episode, I want to read the verse of the week. This is Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 to 5. 4 and 5. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Are we doing this, friends? Are we loving God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our might? That is something to meditate on today. And I also just want to let you know, before we hop into the interview with Annetta, you'll hear little kids in the background. And that's because between the two of us, we each have 3 kids. So there's 6 kids in the background. It's totally fine. You can totally hear the interview, but you will hear some little sweeties in the background. And just wanted to let you know about that. Okay, let's hop into the interview with Annetta from Give With Joy. Today, everybody, Annetta has the company Give With Joy. And it's such a great, I love the mission behind it. I want you to explain it in your own words, but you just have this amazing shop with all these beautiful things, and it really does bring you joy to experience beauty. You know, God is beauty, and what He created each of us and the world and nature, it's so beautiful. And I love that your products are beautiful. Some people may know you from the printables you created for Advent in 2020. And they were just such beautiful images and printables. And so I'd love you to talk about today, we're going to talk about why joy matters and why seeking joy matters and how that's related to your company, Give With Joy. So if you could just briefly introduce yourself, let us know the mission behind your company, Give With Joy, and why you think joy matters.
Yes, Give With Joy is, I like to call it like a kind of like a place where you can go and feel inspired in all seasons of life, in all like stages of life, and really be inspired to extend joy to others and kind of fill in the gap sometimes. Because I think especially with just like social media, for instance, it's such a good tool, but it also can be an overwhelming tool because you see everyone's, you know, curated squares, you know, and we do put the best foot forward, but there's nothing wrong with that. But I think it can sometimes seep into us and think like, whoa, are we doing enough? Are we enough? Like, does our lives look like that? And we forget that It's not these perfectly curated moments or days or years or weeks. It's even like just beautiful minutes, you know? And so like, I know a lot of people who are in, you know, different stages of grieving or loss or heartache or just navigating really difficult things. And like, they might not experience joy within the whole day, or like even the year might just be like, it was not a good year, but there's joyful moments and there's ways we can inspire joy and infuse joy for those people. And I think joy is like, could be an overused word of like, what's joy anyways? And my 5-year-old would even say like, joy is so different from happiness, mom, you know? And it's so true that she even grasped that. Like, we're so fickle and we just like, bounce from all these emotions all the time, speaking obviously from experience, but it's just kind of like at the end of the day, when we rest our heads, can we count and like recount the moments of like where we felt joy, like when we read books with our kids for 5 minutes even, you know? And kids are the greatest examples of that. I have 3 at home, 5 and under, and it's just like, that 5 minutes that you give them, they're like, this was the best day ever, mom.
Yes.
Like, I just read you a book, you know? And so they're kind of the greatest reminder of that. It doesn't take much. It doesn't have to be grand to be extravagant love, you know? And I like to think that like joy isn't experiencing these perfectly curated moments. because life is very messy and hard, and but it's also beautiful. It's a beautiful gift, you know? And so the heartbeat of everything that I do, I try to inspire joy in all the products I have. And a lot of it is inspired from my own life, my own experiences, my own growth, you know, that comes from difficult things. And it's also about strengthening our relationships and our connections, and just trying to help savor the sweet moments. I think when I became a mom, I was just really overwhelmed at times with all like the needs of everyone, and not even just people in my immediate family, but just like what everyone else expected from me or needed from me. And so, yeah, I just started, like, a lot of my products are from inspiration of my own life. Like, how do I carve out sweet moments when sometimes the day feels very heavy? Like, what can I do to pause and remember, like, the beautiful gift of life, you know? And so, yeah, I think Give With Joy constantly is changing and evolving based on, like, really what's been helpful and practical, not just beautiful. You know, obviously I got an artist eye, so I seek the beauty of it, but it's also like what's practical too, what's going to be useful in our lives, to find joy and seek joy and choose joy in all those life moments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for people that don't know your products and haven't checked out your shop online, which I will make sure I leave links, shopgivewithjoy.com, correct? Because
correct.
I remember,
yes.
I think I tried givewithjoy.com and I realized, no, you got to put the shop there first.
There's a story behind that. I had givewithjoy.com. Yeah, I was ready to secure givewithjoy.com. And then I got really, like, really sick where I was like, I'll just do this tomorrow morning. And I kid you not, it was gone. Somebody bought it.
Whoa.
The URL. So
that's,
I was like,
crazy.
Pivot. We're pivoting and we'll do shopgivewithjoy, yes. Which I wasn't thrilled about, but it's like, that was my option.
That's
so
fine.
We took it.
it still works. I still see your beautiful products there. So if no one's been to your website and they don't know exactly what products you have, can you explain some of the products you have? Like even something as simple as a floral arrangement. I mean, what a great gift for yourself or for someone else.
Exactly.
So can
yeah.
you explain some of the things you have on your site?
Yeah, it definitely has evolved more to like a gift shop almost too. And I started curating and bringing in very beautiful and practical products from other independent businesses and small businesses. And that has added so much value to my customers. Like the increase, even especially during the pandemic, like the increase of how many people were shopping and sending gifts to other people, not just for birthdays, which I love going outside. I feel almost too much pressure around Christmas and birthdays. I feel like I do better when it's like, oh my gosh, I thought of you. Or I know that you're having sleepless nights because of a new baby or because you're going through a hard season. And I know what that feels like. Here's some eye masks so that you can feel very special and very loved by us, you know? And so there's a lot of gifts, you know, and I call it for gifts for every reason, because it isn't just for like the in your face reasons, you know? And I think people feel very loved when, especially when it's kind of like out of the box, like, oh, I didn't expect this. Thank you so much. You know? And so there's a gift section now where dried floral bouquets are in there, which I've had so much fun, putting together bouquets, and people, you know, my customers have just been loving those because they are great for your own home and for your, I'm looking at mine that are sitting on my desk right now, but just to give
them beautiful.
Too. Yeah. They're really
they're
fun.
Beautiful.
And then obviously, stationery.
yes.
Yeah. Just, it's really definitely much more of like a shop of joyful things for yourself or to share with others. And there's a lot of subscription offers or boxes, joy boxes, where you can even curate. I've always had like a little container or box where I kept gifts that I found that were really unique outside of Target, you know, like shopping little boutiques and shopping sales and putting them in a box that, like, if I knew my neighbor was having a hard time, it can dig up something, you know, and have it ready. So I have a lot of options like that too, because again, it's inspired from my own need and my own life. Mm-hmm. And so, I have options like that. And so, yeah, definitely like gifts and paper goods, like stationery. And, this season, just because of my own life and people from my own, like, really close circle, just the things we've all been going through, I've added a lot more new cards of just saying like, things are hard for you and I'm so sorry. Like, just really cards that like touch outside of like just the joyful, beautiful moments, but like the really hard moments, like, hey, I'm hopeful with you and for you, you know, as you're maybe struggling with infertility, like I'm here for you. I don't know what it feels like, but I just want to let you know that I like see your pain and I acknowledge it and I affirm it. And I feel like that fills people up too, to feel seen even in like the darker moments. And I think it just came from a place of like, I just was so sick of some of the mantras people were putting out there, like live, laugh, love, like that doesn't erase the pain. And if you read throughout scripture, I mean, most of the scripture was written by people in exile, persecution, running away, being imprisoned, being denied things because of their faith. And they wrote this scripture still and had faith in Jesus still, you know? And so it's like, Jesus wasn't about like just saying, hey, don't be ungrateful, you know, feel blessed. It's like, yes, that is good. But also pain is hard. And Jesus knew pain very well. And, he comforted people. And so sometimes I was like, no, don't tell people that. They can cry. They can feel these really like moments of like, gosh, I want to rip my clothes off because I feel like so much pain and anger. And hey, I feel that. I can understand that, you know, and letting people have a space to feel that. And I think like, especially when I had my first, I felt like kind of overwhelmed and filled with anxiety, but I felt when I shared with a few people how I was really doing, you know, and, just kind of sometimes was met with like, but you have the greatest gift. You should feel blessed. And I felt like, oh, maybe I shouldn't feel this way, you know? And so then I felt like I couldn't communicate it. But then I also matured and realized like, obviously there's people who I can really trust with this. Because it is sad that you can't, if you really do unveil sometimes like, yeah, I'm kind of struggling. And then you're met with like, just feel grateful. People want what you have. I'm like, oh, well, you're right. I mean, it's good to have perspective in life, but it's also, it hurts when somebody kind of asks you how you're doing and you share and they're like, wrong answer.
Right. And your feelings are valid. I think that the Bible, you know, a lot of the Psalms are, you know, crying out to God, you know.
It's emotion. It's up and down. Yeah. And it's up and down. It's all around.
Lots of ups and downs. Uh-huh. Yeah. And how do you, I mean, your whole company is based on this word joy, and so is my podcast. So I think about this a lot, and I'm not always happy. I'm not always joyful. No, and I think sometimes people, like you said, see the perfectly curated Instagram feed of somebody and then kind of wish they had their life, or they think, oh, well, they're happier than me, or, oh, it's easier for them. But it's not easy for any of us. We all have to choose joy. And like you said, those joyful moments. I like that you said that. So how do you do that in your mom day? I mean, are there some things that you do that you feel like, okay, this, like reading to your kids, or, you know, how do you decide like, okay, this is a hard moment. I'm going to feel my feelings, but then I'm going to move toward Jesus, toward joy, toward appreciating what I have. Like, how do you kind of sit with yourself and think, okay, I can feel these feelings, but now I'm going to go toward joy and try to find a joyful moment today? Like, what do you do in your own life?
Right. And I think as a parent, you know, and somebody who has, you know, or if you're just around children that are looking up to you, I think the best way is by modeling, you know, and sometimes even verbally. But like, you know, the kids see me. I'm a very, very expressionable person. So I wear my emotions on my sleeve. And so I even communicate with my kids sometimes like, hey, mom needs like 10 minutes. Maybe it's to read my devotional or listen to worship music or just to sit in a quiet room and let them know that like, yes, you guys are important and I want to be here for you. But also like, this is how I'm going to regulate and how I'm going to turn my day around. And then you kind of watch them doing the same thing. Like, I'm frustrated. I have a 3-year-old boy. I'm just feeling very frustrated, or I'm feeling very angry. You can feel those things, but we can't do certain things in our anger, right? So you have that modeling, but kind of like, okay, well, if you're feeling this, what can we do to support you? How can we help you find like that steady ground again? How can we help you take like even deep breaths together, you know, and maybe recite scripture together, or it, just talk about your feelings together. Hey, I've been angry too. You know, I felt let down too, you know? And so for me, especially being home with 3 kids, like, I try to wake up early with the kids or before the kids and, you know, just carve out even 10 minutes to like, cause I need that. That's how I, recharge sometimes. It's just that alone time, that quiet time by just like, even just sitting outside doing nothing but drinking coffee and like listening to the, just nature. and so that's I just reboot. It's so differently, and I'm trying to learn what really can help me. And sometimes it is just saying, hey, I'm going to set a timer for 10 minutes where I'm just playing with my kids, because sometimes I find myself frustrated because I'm looking at the dishes, the messy floor, the laundry that's never done. And I'm being overwhelmed by that. And so then I feel like my joy is also being stolen by things that can be done later or maybe in like a week even. Like I don't need to feel pressure. Like no one is going to make me feel pressure to get that stuff done. And so a lot of my products too, like I had a collection last year, I lose track, but it was a savor today collection. And it wasn't about like, you have to savor the whole day and suppress your feelings, but like, I want to get these three things done. I want to make sure the laundry's caught up. I want to make sure I call my friend and check in on her. And I want to make sure that I exercise for 30 minutes or whatever it is. It can look different. I want to pay these bills. And so it's just focusing on these three things so that you can have this like evening where there's nothing like lingering over you and you're not distracted, you know, where you can lay on the hammock with your kids or by yourself while they play, you know, and just feeling like this, like carving out moments. It doesn't have to even be the whole day, moments of like joyful encounters, whether it's with yourself, with the Lord, or with your kids, or your neighbors, your family, your friend, whatever it looks like, you know. Mm-hmm. And so it's just kind of
yeah,
like
that's
pausing.
Good. I like yeah. that, Annetta. Yeah, the pause. I feel like a lot of what we talked about are these moments, and I feel like that's what your products do, and you know, they give people that moment to experience beauty and something that hopefully brings them joy. And it is about those moments. And when you do have a moment to read scripture, do you have mm-hmm. a verse you find yourself going to, a book of the Bible that you love? I love kind of pointing people to scripture, and maybe, you know, after this, the moms listening can go open their Bible and go to that Bible verse or go to that book of the Bible that you like. What are you loving right now in scripture?
Right now I'm just reading this really great devotional called My Utmost for His Highest. And then there's always scripture that kind of goes to it. And I read the scripture. But that devotional has just been, and for my season has been very like, pruning, like kind of like looking at my life, really self-reflecting, like where areas can I really grow in and challenge and press in. So that's kind of what I'm doing. But I would say I've always just tried to read a psalm a day. And
I try that too. I love that, Annetta.
Yeah. So and good. I read it to my kids. I feel like it's really easy scripture for me to read to the kids too. And I leave my Bible out, you know, on the counter. And I kind of just like look at the scripture that I'm looking at. So I don't really have a specific one. But I just love like if I did kind of write down Psalm 5:11 here, because it says, but let all who take refuge in you, in the Lord, be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. So it's not saying like you're going to have joy because life is happy and it's comfortable and you're vacationing and it's good and you have this profitable job and all these things. It's saying like, because we're taking refuge in the Lord, which means you're taking refuge because life is hard, because you're under siege or whatever it is, you know, like, so I think sometimes we, dare I say, even in maybe in the American culture, we've like kind of told ourselves like, I will be happy. I will feel joyful. I will feel content when my life looks like. Then we're setting ourselves for a trap, you know, because life ebbs and flows all the time, year after year, week after week, within a day. And so it's kind of like, are we taking refuge in the Lord? Are we hidden in the Lord, that when life is happening around us, are we still experiencing joyful moments, you know? And so that's, I kind of like Psalm 5, because I feel like it really just kind of just depicts what joy really is. It's a rooted joy in a faith versus in our circumstances. And
Good. I was actually reading Psalm 5 the other day, and I think I'm including it in one of my upcoming newsletters. So it's funny you said Psalm 5. So everybody listening, go get your Bible out after this or right now. Bring it out. Just read Psalm 5, maybe out loud to your kids. I love giving people a little action item. It's not too hard, just one psalm, people. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go do it too. And thank you, Annetta. This was such a good conversation. And I know people are going to want to know where to, you know, find you. I said it already, but let people know where they should connect with you after this, besides, you know, shopgivewithjoy.com. Where else should they go?
I am, shopgivewithjoy.com, and there is a link to sign up for my newsletter as well, because I think that is more where I'm kind of like really filling in my customers and my people with information and freebies and content of like, how can you inspire joy in your friends' lives when X, Y, and Z is when they're going through X, Y, and Z. And so newsletter is so big, and you can find that and connect on my website. And then I'm also on Instagram. The handle's @givewithjoy, and I am there. And I've been really like just not connecting there as well during the summer. I just feel like this summer I've just trying to pull away from my phone more, and Instagram sometimes feels overwhelming with promoting and doing all these things. And I don't make reels. I don't do all that stuff. And so just kind of trusting the Lord with my business and how it grows. But really it's my website and signing up for my newsletter. That's a great way to stay connected with me. And just content on just like how to put together a gift within a certain budget that just says, I see you, I care for you, and tips on that. And I'm having a really fun campaign coming up in September soon. And it's all around give joy, love well. And it's going to be tools and guides to help us do just that, give joy and love well with the gifts we have, with the talents we have, with the influence we have, and just where you are. So I'm really excited for that.
Awesome. Thanks, Annetta. And everybody, the links are going to be in the show notes. And thank you so much for being here. I'm going to use the word joy. It was a joy to have you.
Thank you
so much.
Yeah, thanks for doing this. I appreciate
you. You're so welcome. I appreciate you.
Thanks for listening to Mom's Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in today, friend. I'm so grateful for you. Let's connect on my email list. Go to bit.ly/monthly happy mail and we can be email besties. What do you think?
Yeah.
Thanks for being here. Have a joy-filled day. Bye for now.
Bye for now.